Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Ivan Buravan had a sterling start to his career, and between 2015 and 2018 was easily one of the biggest upcoming Rwandese musicians. He even won the 2018 Prix Découvert, I think that's how you say it, excuse my French, which is the French-speaking African version of the reality singing competition RFI Discovery Prize, and was created in 1981 to highlight new musical talents from Africa each year. So, I mean, he's a big deal. Since then, he's seemed to take a bit of a backseat and released a few singles along the way, maybe a couple last year, one the other year before that. But he's back with a new EP and it's titled Foreign Affairs. Africa, Moody Say. My name is MJ Omoto and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today, my people. How you doing? I'm doing all right. Can you believe it's like March already? Damn. And it's been like a year since this whole pandemic stuff started. Crazy. But anywho, let's do this podcast thing. And before we get into it, do check out the website, motomotomusic.com. And top right-hand corner, there's a PayPal icon. Donate some coins. Keep us going, man. Keep us going. Otherwise, it is what it is. Support the podcast on YouTube as well. The channel is Motomoto Music Africa, and we really need your subscriptions, your likes, everything, so that this whole project can actually get to at least 1,000 followers before we take it to the next milestone. Otherwise, let's do this, dude.
The latest African album review is...
The Foreign Affairs EP was released on February 8th under Yvonne Buravan's own label, self-released, I guess. Three tracks, 9-minute, 47-second runtime, and three features, which are Gez Mawete, A-Pass, and Dream Boys.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Tulale is the lead single off the Foreign Affairs EP, which sees Yvonne Buravan teaming up with the talents of DR Congo star Gez Mawete. Gez drops some Lingala in French to give the linguistic platter a fill. That's kind of nice, you know? The guitar strums provide a much-needed consistency, while the bassline comes in at opportune times to carry the song to a high level. This song is a wonderful work of art, so... I mean, I listened to it over and over again and I was like, this is the one. Also, watch the dope visualizer on YouTube as well. I like that too, and the comments, nice stuff. Cybele remix is definitely a banger on this album, despite the fact that you've heard it before. Well, the original. It is a mid-tempo remix to the original released in 2018 on his The Love Lab album. You get an island flavor which fuses rugged dancehall with a softer, almost reggaeton-like flavor. Yvonne Buravan shows how smooth he is vocally on here, and A-Pass shows why he's one of East Africa's biggest talents and a king in Uganda. Tote Remix is definitely a unique track on here. Firstly, the original is a Dream Boys song, the group from Angola, and is a hit of theirs from 2018. I mean, a huge hit. The key of the beat compared to the vocal deliveries will have you listening two or three times wondering, did they really do that, you know? And each significant part of the song is so distinctly different, with a predominant bell-like cymbal type of lead and a chop and screw style. It's the kind of song I probably would want to make when going for a banger right off the bat, but I guess Dream Boys already did that.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Now, three tracks, in my understanding, is actually a single and not an EP, according to how the stores define it. An EP is 4-6 tracks with less than 30 minutes runtime. I found that interesting and I thought I'd share. While technically not an EP, seems Foreign Affairs is actually marketed as one. The three tracks on this EP are largely different in terms of their sound and feel, and this speaks to the dominant styles of the features as much as Yvonne Buravan's versatility. Stylistically, he's a very talented vocalist that has that Afro R&B type of fusion, and then keeps things interesting with a unique beat selection. Looking at the features, the name Foreign Affairs is quite fitting. Gez Mawete is from DR Congo, APAS is from Uganda, and Dream Boys are from Angola. My bone to pick with this project is this. Firstly, there's only one new track here. And I mean, it's undoubtedly the banger, which I love. And that's Tulale. The other two are remixes and of old songs from 2018, which is 3 years ago. I mean, my friends. There's really no other way to put this, but I really wanted more from this as an EP than that. Yvonne Buravan is way too talented not to give us three actual new tracks. That to me is the true letdown of this EP, and I felt a bit shortchanged because of that. Might have been better to simply release Tulale as a single and leave it at that, honestly, because Tulale is amazing and it really is a great track.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Overall, I'll say I've been following Yvonne Buravan for a while and I'm happy he dropped this project. I am, however, like I said earlier, disappointed that it's really only one new song presented as three. In another sense, we needed something from him at least, and I hope he's working on an album or, you know, an actual EP. The whole Foreign Affairs EP vibes different and is a very listenable project. Once you get past the remix situation, if you haven't heard those songs, then they just feel like new songs anyway, so it's all good. It will keep us occupied while he works on bigger things, and I really, 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 really hope he drops an album soon. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.